Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Years ago, I met a man who, like many of us, grew disgusted with Congress and decided he would try to make a difference. So he did the logical thing. He announced his candidacy for Montana's lone congressional seat. On the one side, he was intelligent, good-looking, and well-spoken. On the other side, he had never run for office, he had no idea how to run a campaign, and he had no money. In the end, the outcome was predictable. On election night, he lost, big time. He left with his tail between his legs and never ran for office again. The tragedy was not the fact that he got less than 5% of the vote. The real tragedy was that his loss confirmed his belief that the system is unchangeable and that the quote-unquote little guy doesn't stand a chance. In my experience, nothing could be further from the truth. He was not the victim of a so-called political class locking out all but its own carefully chosen group of elites. He was, in fact, the victim of his own naivete. He did not lose because insurmountable forces were arrayed against him. He lost because he had no clue how to organize, much less execute, a credible election effort. Our system is set up to allow everyone to participate, and not just to participate, but to actually win. I know countless elected officials who came from very humble beginnings. I myself was just a greenhouse operator living with a wife and five kids in a 30-year-old 14x70 mobile home when I decided to run for the legislature. Everyone has to start somewhere, and the key to winning is knowing where to start. Going from greenhouse operator to president of the United States is a pipe dream, but winning a seat on the school board or the city council, or even the state legislature, is completely doable. Once you have some experience and the knowledge to run a credible campaign, then running for higher office makes perfect sense. Another thing that I find interesting is the number of people who turn out to vote for the president, but stay home when it's time to vote for school boards or mayors or even attorney generals or governors. Now, don't get me wrong, I believe everyone should vote for president, but the president of the United States will make very few decisions that will affect you personally. Your city council, on the other hand, decides your water and sewer rates, which streets get paved, which potholes get filled, and what hours your local parks and swimming pools will be open. Seemingly small decisions, but they affect you and your family and your pocketbook in very tangible ways. 1 month from now, filing begins for the 2016 election cycle, and the question is, what will we do? More specifically, what will you do? Will you continue to buy the lie that ordinary citizens can't make a difference, or will you join the ranks of those who try and win and go on to make a difference for our children and grandchildren? The choice is ours. When the legislature convenes in January 2017, there will be no empty seats in the chambers. They will either be filled by people who share our beliefs or those who don't, and it's up to us. If you'd like help with the steps necessary to file, please call our office. We're here to help. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.